Welcome, everybody. We are so happy that you joined us tonight here at Christ the Cornerstone Church. Thank you so much for attending, and I hope that you enjoyed our spaghetti and meatball dinner. Yes. Mamma mia, that was some spicy meatball. Very, very good. Thank you. We're so glad that you were here tonight and that you're able to join us, and we're here tonight to enjoy the praise that we give to God through music and minister through music. And so we have an awesome concert prepared for you. Fully Devoted will be with us shortly. They are gonna sing some original songs and raise the roof and lift your spirits, hopefully. So it's gonna be an awesome, awesome night. So as we gather here, we're gonna open up, as we always do, in prayer. Loving God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We thank you, God, for this gathering. We thank you, God, for every person that is here, those that are listening, God. We ask you, God, to just let your spirit move in this place, move through the music. May we all be blessed and ministered to through all that's said and done this night, God. We thank you so much for all the people gathered here. We thank you, God, for your many, many blessings. And we are here this night to sing praises to you for all the good, wonderful things you do in all of our lives. So we ask you now, God, to just be with us this night in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So our very first singing group tonight is Beloved. Beloved, yes. All right, come on. Beautiful, beautiful.
All right, my groupie. We're so happy to be here tonight and to be able to open up for this wonderful praise service. And just like to introduce myself. My name is Pat, and this is Dejanay, and this is Tiffany. If you don't know us, Tiffany is my niece, and Dejanay is my godniece. And we just want to open up with a scripture from Isaiah 64. I wish you would open up your heavens and come down to us. I wish the mountains would tremble when you show your power. So everybody stand up. We're going to start raising the praise. Thank you. along, I have to tell you, I have pushed these girls past their comfort zone. But as we were praying before we came in here, we were praying about how this is for God's glory. It's not for ours. So we do have such a wonderful and amazing God, a limitless God, a God of more than enough. It's just amazing when you think about all the circumstances just that have brought everybody into this room tonight. That was not on our own accord. So we're just going to continue to give him praise tonight, lift him up, and let him know how amazing he is.
Nice job, beloved. Woo! You guys aren't in a food coma, right? Did you wear your stretchy pants tonight? I might have. You'll never know if I did. The next act, following that beautiful act, nice job, beloved, is Jane and Rhonda. Do you guys have a stage name or anything like that?
No?
No? It's just Jane and Rhonda. This is a lady. Her name is Jane Viola. Did I say it right?
Meatball.
The meatball lady. So there you go. Yeah. This is her right here. The spaghetti sauce is gone from the shirt, I see.
I changed the shirt.
You would have to. All right. All right. Thank you guys so much for coming. Jane and Rhonda, take it over. Almost. Anybody know a joke?
No?
Oh, no. Put your... That was funny right there. That was good. And if you don't have anything to do tomorrow at 10 o'clock, I know where you could be, right here, having church.
Right.
How about that? I'll plug church. I'll plug church at 10 o'clock in the morning. All right, girls. It's all you. I'll leave now.
Well, she's looking for the first page. Guess I'll go first. Hi. Oh, I'm talking into the microphone, aren't I? So, I wrote a song, and I've been working on this song for a while in my head since I came to this church 10 years ago. I felt like the minute I walked in the door, it's funny, I moved to Florida, and I went and I got this classified ads, and I looked at them through, and I looked, and I circled Christ the Cornerstone Church, and I said, well, if I don't like this one next week, I'll go to a different one, and I'll try a different one, because now I'm in Florida. I came and I never left. Let me tell you. That was 10 years ago. And, you know, we've been through a lot together. You know, feeding the homeless, and now I'm the treasurer, and making spaghetti dinners. Part of the choir, Pastor Lisa talked me into doing Sunday night guitar, even though I hadn't picked up the guitar in 15 years. And I used to write a lot of songs when I was, like, in my 20s. They were kind of somber. But I was 20, right? So... and I haven't written a song in a long time. And then like, a few months ago, I said, I want to write a song about this church because it means so much to me. And just, I feel like we're all one big happy family because I came here and I just felt the love when I walked in the door. And I wanted to try to capture that. And this week, when we were going to do two songs, I was going to do something totally different. I just finished writing the song. And hopefully it's okay. If I stumble a little bit, you're going to have to be patient with me. And this is the acoustic version, so there's no fancy background music with it. So just, I hope you like it.
Rising prices. You walk with me, so I'm never alone.
No.
I didn't make any mistakes, I don't think. Ooh, not bad for 1 week old. Okay. Okay.
Thank you for everything, Jane, the meatball, making songs, writing, song singing, and Rhonda the sidekick. Gotta love it. Great, great. Thank you so very much. One last time for Jane and Rhonda. All right. The next act. We do have a name for these guys.
No.
I'm going to go with the original. It's Don and Amber. We call them the Dambers. Or it's Phillips and Brittner Heil, or so we call them the Britlips, too. So pick whichever one you want. Anyway, Don and Amber are going to sing a couple of songs for us. Shout out, humongous shout out to the lady walking up right now. Half the time I don't turn my mic on. Forgot to tell her we were going live tonight. Little details that I left out. So details, whatever. So thank you so much, Dawn, for making us sound better than what we really are. All right, take it, girls.
See, I think it was really smart wearing red, so you can't see the spaghetti stains. And let's do a shout out to Rhonda and to Jane for the spaghetti dinner. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it was 15 pounds of meatballs tonight. Is that what you did? 15 pounds of meatballs, and they were delicious. Thank you so much. All right.
Okay. Oh, you need your shakers.
And this, oh, I do. That's right. Thank you. Got to do have my shakers.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child awaits, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to. 'Cause I can't let a day go, can't let a day go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life.
Ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true, I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away. It's a beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
Yeah.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
When trouble seems to rain on my dreams, it's not a big deal. Gonna wash all the bugs off my windshield, 'cause you're showing me. With you I'm free, and you're still the refuge I can't wait to get to. So I won't let a day go, won't let a day go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true, I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away. It's a beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
Yeah.
Beautiful day. Beautiful day.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I've got no need to worry.
I've got no need to doubt.
No matter what's coming at me, you'll always be the beautiful I sing about. There ain't no limitations to your amazing grace.
Your amazing grace. There's something about the way your sun shines on my face.
Oh no, I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. I'm gonna sing a brand new song. I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away. It's a beautiful day.
Come on, beautiful day.
Yeah,
beautiful,
it's a beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
Beautiful
day.
Beautiful
day.
Beautiful
day. Beautiful day.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day.
What a beautiful, beautiful song you guys just sang. I don't know, Chrysler Cornerstone has got some gifted people. That's all I've got to say. Thank you so much, Damber Britlips. Humongous round of applause. Woo! All right, so you can leave now if you want, or you can stick around for Fully Devoted. Oh, wait, hold on. Is this what you need? It is. All right, so we're Fully Devoted. Hey! Thank you for being here, everybody. It's so wonderful to have so many people love you and support, and this church is amazing. And thank you for everybody who's come out tonight. And I know you came for the spaghetti, but I'm glad you stayed for the music. There you go. All right, we're going to get the night started. I got to read some scripture. I just think that's appropriate. Hold on, let me get organized. All right, I would like to read, not the sports scores. No, I'm not reading football.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh, no, I'm not. From Psalm 105, give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing to him, yes, sing his praises. Tell everyone about his wonderful deeds. Exalt in his holy name. Rejoice, you who worship the Lord. Search for the Lord and for his strength. Continually seek him. Remember the wonders he has performed, his miracles, and the rulings he has given, you children of his servant Abraham, you descendants of Jacob, his chosen one. I'll be a chosen one. Amen? You guys Amen. Chosen ones? Absolutely. All right, Fully Devoted.
When the sun is shining down on me,
I can't help but praise you.
When my world is all as it should be,
I can't help but praise you.
When today's another perfect day,
I can't help but praise you.
When everything is going my way,
I can't help but praise you.
For you are God and you are good. I'm going to praise you just like I should. And praise you even more if I only could. And I can't help but praise you. 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 When the skies are dark and clouds are gray,
I can't help but praise you.
When nothing seems to go my way,
I can't help but praise you.
When everything is going wrong,
I can't help but praise you.
When my hopes and fears all seems all gone,
I can't help but praise you.
For you are God and you are good, and I'm going to praise you just like I should. I praise you even more if I only could. And I can't help but praise you. 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 I will sing a song of praise to you, God. I will sing a song of praise. I will sing a song of praise to you, Lord. I will praise you all my days. I will sing a song of praise to you, God. I will sing a song of praise.
dad could sing that high. We did that one first, so she got the helium before we came up. Right? Right, Tim?
That's exactly right.
That's exactly got to be it.
Now, I do want to put out there, if we don't say that a song is from some artist, they're written by Deb.
There we go. That's a dude original. Oh, my. Breathe. Oh, no. You especially. Oh, I start this. I'm with it.
What's that behind me?
Nope.
What do I see?
What's that behind me? Let's start over. We're going to do it right. We've been practicing a lot. We're going to do it.
What's that behind me? What do I see? Is that my past catching up with me? This could be payback for all it used to be. But wait, that's my blessings catching up with me. Blessed and highly favored, my Father cares for me. Blessed and highly favored, my God gives me all I need. Blessed and highly favored, it surrounds me like a shield. Blessed and highly favored, all God's plans will be fulfilled. God of Wonders, but done by Third Day in Cademan's Call.
And now
it's one of our favorite songs, and it's one of the first songs that we ever played together as a band. So I want to read some scripture so we can kind of understand what God of Wonders is. So it comes from Psalm 40, verse 5. O Lord my God, you have performed many wonders for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. You have no equal. If I tried to recite all your wonderful deeds, I could never come to the end of them. That's how great and wonderful our God is. We can't even begin to describe our God.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, we have no sound. All right.
It's my tambourine solo. Song we're gonna do.
I did not write.
You did not. You did not. I
because
did actually.
Jenny
I
wrote.
Did. I wrote this song a couple of years ago, and I hope it brings you hope, because I was in a place 2 years ago in July where I had none. Life had just thrown me curveball after curveball after curveball. I had death after death. Change in work, grief was like all around me. Darkness was encompassed around me. I was very sad. I was sad and I was questioning. I didn't understand what was going on. And all I know is that when you go through something like I was going through, who's been there? Anybody? Yeah, okay. The first place you have to go is to the foot of Jesus every single time. And it makes you think, why does this happen? I don't understand. Oh, woe is me. But then on the flip side, there's no way you can get through your darkest, darkest, darkest hours without Jesus. There is no possible way. And so one night I was laying in bed, not able to sleep because, once again, I was just in darkness and in grief, trying to process things that had happened in my life. And the song came out, and I joked around with the band. I was like, I really wish it was a, hey, this is a chipper, happy song. But the more I think about it, the more that I think that it is a song of life, about what happens to us, and about the hope that we have to get through that. Because now I'm on the other side. And things still hurt when you think about things that have happened to you. But I know that I'm through that because Jesus carried me through it. I was a broken individual. I was so broken and so sad and so disappointed, upset in life. But I'm put back together and I'm whole again because of Jesus.
All the hurt, all the pain, this life brings, leaves me searching in my soul for strength to go on. But my strength comes from the Lord. Strength I'll never have on my own. God, heal my broken heart. It's been torn all apart. You're my hope to put me back together. I'm hanging by a single thread, about to raise my surrender flag. But you promise you'll be there to catch me. I need to fall in your loving hands, so catch me if you can. Fall in your loving hands to catch me if you can. next song kind of has that same common theme. It's by 10th Avenue North. It's called Hold My Heart. And if you are in a place tonight of questioning or of frustration, of you've been praying and you've been praying and you've been praying, I'm sure nobody else but me has been in that waiting room, that waiting period. That's what this song is kind of about, when you're in that waiting period and you just need, in that time of waiting, you just need God to hold you.
Tonight was the first time I ever had a spaghetti and meatball cake. Anybody else ever had that before? That thing was awesome. Got another new one for you tonight. And this one's actually the third song I wrote, so it was probably nearly 10 years ago, but we've never done it before. So we thought we'd share it with you tonight. And it's called Jesus Comes Along. And sometimes know, you're just going through your day, going through your life. Everything's kind of on cruise control. But then you get that little voice in your head. You know, Satan's trying to mess with you. He's like, this good stuff that you've been doing, we've had enough of it. You're not going to be doing this anymore. Nobody likes that stuff anyway. You're not really very good at it. So forget about it. Just don't do it anymore. And if you listen long enough, you can start to believe that voice. But the awesome thing is, when you listen to the voice of Jesus, he comes along, he has a completely different song that he sings to you, and that's what this song is about. Let's get tuned up a little first. Sorry, I got new guitar strings, and they are very fickle.
Capo 4 would be nice.
4?
It looks like it.
It sure does.
Whole different key otherwise. There we have it.
All right. You have to be in charge of everything.
I always have something to say.
No, that's not right. Are we sure?
Her capo's new too, so it's like squishing all the strings together. It looks like one string. There we go. That's all right. I was playing a different song anyway.
And
it's true.
I
had another song. Like, am I?
And other times, Satan comes along and puts your guitar in the wrong key. Tries to not get that word out, right?
Oh, mercy. All right, I'm with you now, Deb.
All right.
All right, we're good.
Because in his eyes you're holy and you're kind.
next song is You Are. It's by 10th Avenue North. This is a song about one of my favorite things. It's one of my favorite songs. Because when you're captivated by Jesus, when he comes along, he comes into your life and he makes you feel all great and wonderful. And you're like, why? I didn't know you existed, or I forgot. I'm so sorry. And then you hit that moment where you run into that wall and you realize that you've got some work to do too. And as excited you are to move into that next chapter of your life and start living for Jesus, making God the center of your life, you have to go through a part where you kind of get taken apart. And it could be painful and glorious all at the same time. And it's the most thrilling part of your life, and it's probably the most difficult. But I promise you, if you're through that, or you're thinking about, should I move into more of that direction, it is so worth it. And so that's what this song is about.
Switcheroo. Tosh, why don't you take this song off? You want to?
Sure. That one kind of took it out of me. I'll drink some water.
You'll just drink some water and hang out while we sing a song, dude and I? All right. We're sorry, but we got a song to do. Take a break.
We're going to have to increase our salary.
Yeah, I'll multiply it by 100.
Okay. That sounds fair.
Checks in the mail, honey. Whew. You don't want to say anything?
Nope.
You just want to hit them with it, don't
surprise,
you?
Surprise, surprise.
Two, three, four.
Christmas is the time of year when Santa's all the rage. Here's a joyful message, friends, for each and every age. God so loved the world that he sent his only son to be born in a manger. That's how Christmas was begun. Jesus is the reason for this season of good cheer. So we celebrate his birth.
Christmas album. That is so fun, Deb. I don't want to not do that ever again. We have to. Sunday.
Pastor, can we do it every Sunday?
During Advent. Let's get during Advent. Oh, I need that. What am I doing?
The sad thing is we can never fool them again that there's going to be sleigh bells, and I do have a part.
I know. You do have a part. And well done, by the way. Well done. Very have you seen a better sleigh bell ringer? Two thumbs up.
All right.
Oh, that was moving awesome. Along. I know. I love Christmas.
There was a person here, I believe she's right there, that we went and played at Tia Gale's
residence.
And we were asked to come back for Christmas time. And on the way out, it's Nancy, right?
No.
Carol. I always make up wrong names. I'm so sorry. Carol challenged me to write a Christmas song. So you are the reason that song is around.
Well, there you have it. What joy.
All right, then. I think we're moving on.
We are.
This next song is called God is Big Enough. And this song came about as a result of a diagnosis that I had about a year ago. I have an incurable autoimmune disease called RA, rheumatoid arthritis. I have an RA friend here with me tonight. Thank you for your company. And, you know, God promises good things to those who love him. But we can't always see how is this good or how are you going to use it for good. And that's kind of where I was at. I skipped the blaming God stage completely, but I went right to the how is this going to turn out good stage. And I'm still not sure the answer. But Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And I believe that and I stand on that. So even though my mind can't comprehend how this can possibly be used for good, God's mind is infinitely larger and thankfully wiser than ours. And so this song is called God is Big Enough.
I don't know why this is happening.
If my God was small enough for me to understand, then my God would not be big enough to hold me in his hand when all the storms of life are raging.
Big enough.
This next song is Because of You. It's on our first album, and we have to sing it every single time because it's just one of our favorites.
You got it.
And so we're going to have a track to this one because we have how we recorded it. Couple songs. These are both covers. This is a song I heard maybe about 6 weeks ago, and I cannot stop listening to this song. It's from All Sons and Daughters, and it's called Great Are You, Lord. And I play that thing over and over and over again. And every single time I play it, I get goosebumps and I get just taken away to just a place where God just captivates me. And I like to read a little bit from the Bible, as I always like to do. So nobody's surprised. Ezekiel 37, 1 through 10 says this. Very captivating stuff here. The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Then he asked me, "Son of man, can these bones become living people again?" "O sovereign Lord," I replied, "you alone know the answer to that." Then he said to me, "Speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, 'Dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord.' This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and I will come and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I spoke this message just as he told me. Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones. Then skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies so that they may live again.' So I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into their bodies. They all came to life and stood up on their feet. A great army of the Lord. The Lord's breath is within us. The Lord's life is what we live with."
Your breath in our lungs, breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, Lord.
Unfortunately, it's come almost to an end. We have one more song, and I need my buddies from Spirit Flow up here. Spirit Flow.
Spirit Flow. Spirit Flow.
So I thought it was only perfect that we finish the night with the choir from Sunday Mornings, who rock, by the way. It's pretty amazing. They put up with me, and they keep coming back. But we decided, on as far as our last song was concerned, we want to do a song by Newsboys called We Believe. And we thought it was a great wrap-up for this whole entire evening. It sums up what we believe, why we are here, and we all need to sing this thing together. If you know this song, sing it along as you catch on. Please sing with us. But this is a firm stance as to what we believe and why we even do this in the first place.
Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. crucifixion. We believe that he conquered death. We believe in the resurrection. And he's coming back. He's coming back again.
Amen. Thank you, Spirit Flow. Amazing as always.
Great job, Spirit Flow.
Amazing.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out. We are just truly blessed and truly honored to just be instruments of God. And this is just one way in which we believe that God has called us to help spread his word and shed some light on who God is. So thank you very much. We're very honored that you came in. And we just really pray and hope that you've been blessed. So let's close out in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night, Lord. We thank you for the fellowship that we had tonight over dinner, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come together as one community, Lord. And just praise you, God, for the last like hour and a half, Lord. All these praises, please just accept them, Lord. And hear our prayer, God, that we want you in our life, God. I pray for each and every person that listened to this music tonight, Lord, that they opened, Lord, and that we had a courageous faith in you, Lord, to listen to the words that you had for each and every one of us, Lord, through some time during this night, God. I just ask that your love and your light and your goodness just shine down upon us, Lord, and that we can be open to it, Lord, and that we can accept it, God, and we can understand that we're worthy to accept it because of what you did, Lord, and because of the song that we just sang, God. In your precious and glorious name, we love you so. Amen. Amen.